Slacker and Steve on demand.
I have no idea why the internet is abuzz with this question.
What's up?
Should you tip a flight attendant?
Oh, I didn't know that was a big buzz on the internet question.
It has kind of become that because all of a sudden, I mean, we tip everybody.
Mm-hmm.
People from other countries, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but like when I go down to Brazil and we go to a restaurant with her family, when I watch what they tip, you know that I love them and I would never speak ill about them.
Right.
They don't tip. It's awful how little they tip.
Insulting.
Yes. So I watch them and then I do the opposite. I slip money and they leap on it and go, you can't do that. It's culturally, I can't imagine that the server wouldn't want it, but it sends some sort of weird signal. They're like, don't do what you're like. Don't give them that much money.
What?
I know. Like there are cultures where just the servers don't think they're going to get a bunch of money. Where your garbage man thinks they pick up garbage and they don't ever get. I like tipping people.
Me too.
But in other countries, I don't know if they take it as an insult. I've never thought to ask.
I think you're right. I think some. I know some Asian countries, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So then there was somebody, it blew up on Twitter or somewhere where it was like, in other countries, people don't tip as much as we do in America. Well, now tipping in America is getting worse because Frontier Airlines is the first airline to say, yep, it's okay. You may now tip because most airlines, you insist, right? Like most airlines, their flight attendants are not allowed to take it.
Cash.
Yes.
They can take gratuities. Like actually the flight attendants I know would prefer, they would welcome, they would love you like a $10 coffee card. A gift card.
Why
from a
can't
coffee.
I give her cash? What if everybody gave her? Then how much coffee can one person? Can I give her cash?
When you purchase a libation, you're not allowed to pay cash because they don't carry cash on board.
Gotcha.
So if you're giving all this cash to one person on this flight,
that's weird.
Yeah,
it gets a little janky.
It does. Now I know on most of the major airlines, they do not want you tipping cash. Surprised that Frontier came out and did that.
The airline unions are saying the airlines should just be paying more to their people, not just trying to get the flight attendants to hustle more to get more money.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, most flight attendants that I've ever known, they make it very clear. I'm not a server in the sky.
No, I'm here to keep you alive and your safety.
Right. I am the person who will serve your drinks,
right.
But that's not my primary responsibility. But by them allowing them to accept gratuities, aren't they moving their role a little closer to the
serving?
Serving.
I see that. Yes, I totally agree with that.
So the flight attendants, you know, how often do you think they get tipped?
Not very often, but when they do get that coffee card, it's like it makes their week.
Will it do anything?
They're not going to upgrade you.
Okay, then why would I do it?
There is that, yes. You're tipping to get something in return.
Yeah, well, duh.
She's not a bartender.
Isn't it to ensure proper service or whatever?
Okay. The quid pro.
Yes, quid quo pro. Bump me up to first class. Let me sit in the cockpit.
Even if you could try and bump to the exit row, people pay extra money for the exit row. So they'll charge. They'll go, we'll bump you up there, but we're going to have to charge you $80.
So then, why am I doing it again? Just to be nice?
Just to be nice. And they will do extra things for you.
Like?
You'll get extra Sprite. What?
So the answer to the question is to whether or not... will they give me a free drink?
Yes, actually. And can I tell you something, too? This is an inside thing, and I shouldn't say. I think you said it before. You know the swipey thing when they swipe your credit card?
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, it doesn't work anyway. But if they want to buy... If a flight attendant wants to buy you a drink, she'll pretend to do the swipey thing.
And then
you won't get charged.
So she is short. She pulls it up.
A little bit.
She does the Luke Skywalker trying to blow up the Death Star, pulls out too early.
She'll just blatantly say, I'm going to go ahead and buy you a drink. And she'll just kind of say it to you, and that way to other passengers.
Can I just tell you this?
What's that?
Every time I've been on a flight and buy drinks, the credit card thing works. Should I maybe slow down?
Well, yeah.
So how much? Okay. So if I'm going to tip with a card.
Right. Like a coffee card.
How much? 5? 10?
10. Probably 20.
10.
Dude, because you're...
$20?
Your coffee alone is like $7.
No, a $5 card feels a little cheap because most drinks are a little over 5.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving her 20.
All right, give her 10. You're probably not going to get a lot in return because she can't give you a lot. And she's not going to upgrade you to first class. That's a $500 upgrade.
Right. Okay. It doesn't cost her anything.
It doesn't.
If there's a seat up there.
Well, no.
If it's a $20 Starbucks card. All right, well, if you're flying Frontier,
yeah,
bring a card
there
with you.
There you go. Slacker and Steve.